This is Tanya Mosley, co-host of Fresh Air. You'll see your favorite actors, directors, and comedians on late-night TV shows or YouTube. But what you get with Fresh Air is a deep dive. Spend some quality time with people like Billie Eilish, Questlove, Ariana Grande, Stephen Colbert, and so many more. We ask questions you won't hear asked anywhere else. Listen to the Fresh Air podcast from NPR and WHYY.
Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Labas, and this is The Rundown. City of Chicago warming centers are now open as temperatures dip into the single digits tonight. Officials with OEMC, the Office of Emergency Management and Communications, are activating nearly 200 warming centers across the city. Anybody who needs refuge can go to community service centers or places like public libraries, police departments, or Chicago Park District locations. You can also call 311 to request a well-being check. A new quantum computing campus is coming to Chicago's South Side. The City Council today has given initial approval for that campus on hundreds of acres on the former U.S. Steel South Works site. California-based company PsiQuantum plans to operate on the now vacant spot. Some residents in the area have urged officials to slow down development. City officials estimate the campus could bring in $20 billion in economic impact over the next decade. The mayor of Gary, Indiana, is lobbying the White House to allow a foreign company to purchase one of the nation's largest steel producers. My colleague Michael Puente reports Gary, Indiana, is where Pittsburgh-based U.S. Steel built its largest steel plant, setting up shop more than 100 years ago off the shores of Lake Michigan. The Gary Works produces millions of tons of steel every year and employs several thousand workers, but many fewer workers than in its heyday. The plant needs upgrading, and Japan-based Nippon Steel, the fourth largest steel producer in the world, is offering to buy it and pour millions of dollars into it. Here's Eddie Melton, the mayor of Gary, Indiana.
That significant amount of investment will be a game changer, transformational in jobs.
But there are national security concerns over foreign ownership, and the Biden administration has yet to make a final decision. A federal judge is setting aside concerns about a government witness's competency in the corruption trial of former Illinois House Speaker Michael Madigan. My colleague Dave McKinney is covering the trial. He reports former State Representative Edward Acevedo is a longtime ally of Madigan's and plays a key role in two of the alleged bribery schemes against the ex-speaker. Prosecutors say Madigan and co-defendant Michael McLean helped arrange no-show jobs for Acevedo at ComEd and AT&T while both companies had legislation pending. Attorneys for both Madigan and Acevedo say he shouldn't have to testify because he suffers from a form of dementia. The judge met privately with Acevedo and decided he could take the stand, and he's expected to testify on Monday. Celebrations to honor Our Lady of Guadalupe start tonight and continue through her feast day tomorrow. The Shrine of Our Lady of Guadalupe in suburban Des Plaines is the largest gathering of pilgrims to honor this apparition of the Virgin Mary in the United States. The Archdiocese of Chicago says hundreds of thousands of people from the Chicago area and beyond will visit the church over those 2 days. And the Chicago White Sox have reportedly traded ace pitcher Garrett Crochet to the Boston Red Sox. Media reports say the White Sox will receive four prospects, including catcher Kyle Teal and outfielder Braden Montgomery. Crochet has spent the past 5 seasons with the White Sox and was named to his first All-Star game this past season. Weather, cloudy and windy today, some scattered snow showers, temperature in the mid-20s. And tonight, cold and blustery with intermittent flurries and isolated snow showers and then clearing skies overnight, a low in the single digits. And Thursday, cloudy, windy and frigid, a high in the mid-teens with a wind chill around 14 below. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labas. Thanks for listening.